Bonjour à tous, welcome to this brain exercise. Aujourd'hui, je voulais parler de choses particulières, mais quand même intéressantes. Petit exercice mental du concept suivant. Le concept étant que dans l'ère moderne dans laquelle nous nous trouvons actuellement, il y a un mouvement pour changer le vocabulaire pour le rendre neutre ou genré neutre. OK? Puis, moi, la question que je me pose, parce qu'on compare beaucoup, je vais vous énumérer les comparaisons qu'on fait, puis on va décortiquer ça un peu parce que je sais pas à quel point c'est pertinent de restructurer la langue française, anglaise, par rapport à nos sexes. Parce que la plupart des gens qui veulent changer la langue, et souvent c'est des femmes ou des personnes transgenres. Puis, je connais pas beaucoup d'hommes nécessairement que ça les concerne. Cependant, faut regarder le point que je veux mettre un accent dessus, c'est regarder le pourquoi de ça ne concerne pas tant les hommes. Est-ce que c'est parce que on s'en fout? Ou est-ce que c'est parce que on s'en fout à cause qu'on est dans une société qui a été conçue majoritairement par et pour des hommes, pendant un temps en tout cas? Ou est-ce que ça signifie vraiment un changement semblable à celui qu'on peut appliquer aux cultures et sociaux et les sous-cultures de nationalité qui existent dans le pays? Fait que je vais regarder un peu ces choses-là, puis je veux en discuter parce que je trouve ça... J'ai une opinion, mais je fais l'exercice d'explorer un peu what is this all about, you know? So, is saying, let's say, a certain word, certain words have, like, sound masculine. You know, like, the recent one I heard was a girl talking about in French how a Game Boy should be called Game Girl because most of the players at a certain time were mostly women. And to me, that's kind of a, like, weird conundrum to explore because, you know, if I would have said Game Girl, then they would have said, oh, it's, you know, ça dénigre la femme, or women are not things that you could play with, and they would have, like, projected a bunch of things. This is hypothetic, but they do, a lot of people do that with a lot of things, so it's very safe to assume that that would be something that people would explore verbally, and I think it's worth putting it on the table as we explore this subject. But why are these people, you know how humans has the word men in it, and to some people that is defined as sexist in regards to the fact that we're not talking about people, we're talking about men, saying men are like the dominant race or whatever people want to explore in regards to that. But is that truly the case? Or has that case changed from when it was originally created to what it means today? Because something can have a certain meaning back when it was invented and today have a new purpose and a new meaning. And the symbol of changing the language just to suit your own selfish narrative or derogative, I don't really see it as an act of, you know, elevating women to the state that they are equal to men. What do I mean by that? I mean that the language does not define the stature of women as it is language. There, that being said, there are a lot of social cultural studies and social cultural realities that we do have to also take into consideration as we are talking about this. But the fact is that these are social, cultural, ethnical situations, and I don't think they're necessarily directly applicable to you being a woman or a man, but more of your ethnical background. What do I mean by that? So recently from the university, I've studied that you know, people are gonna show in media, and what is shown in media has an impact on the social cultural environment. Because let's say there are, in Montreal per se, there's a lot of multicultural people. So having a very rich multicultural media be portraying Asians, African-Americans, Europeans, Africans, Europeans, you know, pretty much people from everywhere, is good because it makes people feel included in society and reduces the risk of there being you know, racist acts also on those communities, because they're, people are seeing them as part of theirs, also their community, and it's kind of being implemented in everyday life. So it's just, oh, it's something that we all do, or we all know. So in that way, if you were, let's say, back in the 50s, and or like, let's say when TV just came out and there was barely any black people on TV, even though almost half of a good portion of the U.S. was not white or Caucasian, that was seen as a form of cultural dominance and was directly impacting everyday lives and how people could project themselves in the future and how they could behave and interact with society. So that is back, way back, like before the 70s or around the 70s. And today's reality is very different. We're in an age of technology and knowledge, and we're in an age where there's so much information circulating that you have to have the understanding, education, and knowledge to be able to differentiate what is true and what is false. You need to be able to distinguish these things so that you can make a truthful or enlightened opinion on certain things. The same way a kid today does not understand how a phone line works, because there's barely any anymore, or a ring phone, works, it's because it's not their generation and it's not their reality. It's not what they're living every day. What they're living with every day is a very different reality that we have. And now we have a lot of people from older generations projecting their issues and problems onto today's reality and making it a big issue. I think language is that, in a certain sense. Because I can't stop the fact that certain women feel like they're not being properly represented in language. But why is that? Why do they feel that way in regards to the fact that they're giving the importance of that issue to it, and not it being a necessarily cultural thing? Like, we're not saying that women are less because we're still using the same language that we were using way back when, with today's understanding, knowledges, and realities. And why would we say that now in today's, you know, in today's environment? That's the thing that I'm kind of limited to not understanding in regards to that, because again, it could be some of the factor that, oh, you're a man, so you know, there's a certain part or aspect of things that I can't understand, as my reality has only been what I have known. But I don't feel like, you know, the same way we use the term male nurse, I don't feel like it's derogative. So, as a man. But then, if I say, you know, a female noun, you know, a female gamer, some people would feel like that's derogative. And I don't see, as a man, I can't see why. Because there's a lot of things that for men in today's culture and society, we've learned to tolerate and not care about, or just solve the problems. Where in today's society, a lot of women have learned to complain and having shit done for them and having results out of being unhappy. And that's a very dangerous, slippery slope. And I'm not saying all women, but a lot of women who do end up being like these very obnoxious, loud people are not dealt with. And it's Jordan Peterson that was saying, you know, as a man, if you are faced with a hysteric woman, you can't say anything in somebody that's talking about extreme feminism, because then automatically, as a man, your voice is mute because you're a man and you're in this position of power, even though, you know, you're both equally members of society with equal rights and equal opportunity, mostly for most things. And if you want to argue that, or you want to talk about it, you're immediately stigmatized from the fact that you're a man. But you don't see a lot of women standing up to these women and calling them out and, you know, fixing that issue either. So as is, what's going on is that you have a lot of people that are spouting and spitting and shouting these very extreme feministic ideas that don't necessarily represent equal value of men and women in their own respectful manner, because they just don't do that, and we have nothing to stop that. And you want to have a society where both are respected, but I think we also have to understand that we are both different, and that's okay, because as men and women, we don't think alike, our reflexes are not the same. And in today's society, what do we want to change, and how and what directions do we want to go is also a very important factor. So why use gender neutral speech for the very few people that want to be betterly represented, but at the same time, the fact might be that we're not actually not representing them properly. They just feel like they should be owed that much. We don't talk about that a lot, right? So why is it okay to complain one way but not the other, with no clear moral compass bounding the use of gendered words as a derogative thing? The only time that I think we do understand that there is a gender inequality in terms of how we have a language that's more lenient towards men being dominant is the use of curse words. But does that reflect and impact the entire language spectrum and conversation and communication spectrum? I don't think, but it's still a thing. So what am I talking about? The words that are used generally to insult others are all not all, a lot of them are female derogatives. And that's something that's worth looking into. So, you know, bitch, slut, whore. And again, like, if you were to use the word man whore, there's no neutral term for whore. And I think that men are not going to necessarily fight for that. But at the same time, if we were to reverse the roles, I don't think women would either, but it's because it's negative and it's derogative. But when it's like either neutral or good, they would want that change. And would that actually impact how men and women interact with each other and perceive each other? It might. I mean, there is also other point that we can take into consideration. There is also the fact that, you know, what you read and what you watch has a direct impact on your mood and how you behave. So with that in mind, it could, to an extent, have an impact. What do I mean? There's a research that was done in, I don't remember what university. I read this also in school, where two people, there was two groups reading a text. One was a text that was positive, and the other text was negative, and in its approach. And the text that was negative in its approach, what they actually studied was not the test that the people were doing, but how they walked out of the test. And the people that read the text that was negative had a demeanor that was affected negatively. They walked slower, slouched their shoulders more, head bobbing downwards, and this kind of behavior. So could we ignore, you know, non-gendered speech? I don't think we should ignore it, but I think we should definitely explore it properly, because there is definitely, there can be definitely an impact, but is it the one that we project or think? More studies should be taken into consideration when we look at it. So with all that said and done, you know, as the male gaze or the male view of the situation, or one of them at the very least, you know, critically think about it and really look at, is there an impact? As there could potentially be an impact, I'm not going to trivialize it, but at the same time, I can't not look at it in a way that, is this actually an issue? And there's nothing wrong with saying that, and there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. Again, I don't understand. Therefore, I speak my mind, I speak my logic, my reality, my truth. And after that, if somebody wants to help me or enlighten me or have their own opinion and talk about it in a civil discourse or on, you know, in XYZ manner, then that's great. That's all the greater, because I can definitely then do something about it. So, is it as impactful as we believe? It's a hard question to answer. You know, and a lot of people, I mean, literally the class that I took was all about that, all about how language defines a society and culture through, you know, different communication sources, so medias or mediums. And so, you know, how people speak in everyday life. So with, you know, the insults being mostly female gendered, with words that are used specifically for, in that have a male term in it or men in it, which would not define, well, you know, the definite, I'm having a hard time with this word, would not define what the actual job is in terms of the sex the person working that job. I mean, I guess some words are worth changing, or could be worth changing, in regards to, they really have this connotation in regards to the employee being of that gender. But from there to become socially and culturally neutral, I don't know. In North America, at least, I don't know about that. I think we might be looking into it a bit more than what it actually is, you know? That's my opinion, personally. But I'm not going to take away from the fact that there could be an direct impact on how we use certain words and how certain people are perceived in society because of how language is used, right? I don't know enough about that. I have ideas, I have, you know, thoughts, but it's an interesting subject to have. So the other aspect that we kind of could look at, morally speaking, is if it offends you and you're not offends you, but you would like to see something more general and to feel a bit more included, right, through language. So why do you feel like doing that would change anything? That would be the first question. Secondly, why do you not feel included just because a word is said, right? Because the general understanding already is that men and women can do or be whatever word that is. So why does it bother you? Right? That's another question. So in the same way, women also use these derogatives to empower themselves sexually it's another aspect slash factor that you could take into consideration. So could it, there not be the option of giving a new meaning to a word, right? Could there not be the option of just accepting things as they are and giving them a new definition or understanding of it? Because there's a lot of things that's been said about that. Just a South Park episode had the use of the word gay, and I think it was interesting because the word evolved a lot. Or the use, you know, I think there's a lot of different ways to use the word gay. Like there's fag, there's gay, homosexual. And for a time, these were derogative in regards to directly your sexual orientation and how it wasn't accepted from society and looked down upon to a point where it was an insult, right? But in today's day and age, with today's definitions, today's culture, they're not as derogative anymore. They're not as bad anymore because we kind of like just chose to tackle them differently. And I think a lot of people who are or were homosexual have redefined to an extent this word or these words. And the same way I think I would use in our culture something that's gay, I would not define that use of the word as being an homosexual. I think the definition of the word gay changed at school here in Quebec, per se. When you say to somebody, that guy's fucking gay, you're not calling him an homosexual. You're just... Even though that's a weird thing, even though that's kind of like what it used to mean, today it just, I think it's just portrayed as an insult, not saying that you're an I'd have to look into that. It's another interesting thing. I don't think it would. To me, it doesn't mean that the person is an homosexual. It means that they're annoying and they get on my nerves. And to say it in that way has a very dry feel to it. It's very, you know, you use different insults in different situations, right? There's different, the same way you're going to use the word fuck in like different situation, and it has different different meanings. And so again, if we go back to just language in general, I think it's the dialects that we use in different areas is very different. I heard something that was interesting, culturally speaking. Apparently in Boston, there once was a time where a person of darker skin pigment would be called a Monday, because nobody likes Mondays. That was like the definition. And so that in itself is an expression and a slang that has a negative connotation directly to your skin pigment, directly to your ethnicity. So in that way, it's bad. But if we look at it like not phonetically, like as a word, it's just the word Monday. But in the expression and what it's meant to say, there's where it has to stick to something, right? What is the meaning of it, and what does it symbolize? And in that way, I think it does symbolize like a sign of racism. But if you were to use a word that is male or female, like a nurse or a male nurse, I don't think there's a symbol of, like, generally understood by everybody, I don't think there's a symbol of negativity there, or a difference of sexes or important of sexes. It's just usually nurses are women, because most of them are women, so we call them nurses, and some of them are also male, so male nurse. But there's less of them than there are female nurses, so like we just call them, like, I don't see where the issue is. I'm thinking men might not super like the term male nurse, but at the same time, I don't think they mind that much, and they don't really care. I know I wouldn't, but this is, again, my personal experience. I think most people would say I work in a hospital. There might be a thing where men don't want to be portrayed as doing a feminine job. And is that where we should draw the line, or redefine our understanding of the job and just call everybody nurses and not care about the fact that most of them are women, or some of them are men, but it's more of female? Because you can't get away from the fact that a lot of women go towards more social people type caring jobs, as it is in their biological nature to want to take care of people, and are more social. So it's an interesting conundrum that we could look at, and it's really a balancing act of our culture to just accept certain things and promote change for others in what they mean and how they impact our lives. So that's about it. So if you have comments, questions, and things that you'd like to talk about, I would really love to speak to people about this. It's something that just kind of hit me in the last week, and I wanted to bring some light on it. So thank you for listening. Have a good day. Au revoir, bientôt. Et thanks for listening again.